Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, there's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, February 7th.
Really?
Here we go.
All right.
Millennials, believe it or not, the generation that grew up with the internet, more likely to be targeted and scammed out of money by internet scams.
Let's check with our in-house millennial, Janie Pope. Janie?
I think you just get comfortable on the internet. We had the card catalog for a hot minute, and then come high school, it's like everything starts to turn to computers, and then now we're all just complacent. And I think sometimes we don't take the time to actually read into it, whereas baby boomers are... they're skeptical, right? Storm, you even said that you take off my lawn approach.
That's
right?
Exactly what it is. Anything I get online, and that, you know, a UPS has a package, a FedEx got a package, you have to check your Earthlink. Come on, no.
Click like here
away.
Below to win $3,000.
Yeah. Get away
Chris
from me.
Made a great point. Everybody's been offered something by a Nigerian prince.
So. Yeah, it is true. I remember getting it, the Nigerian prince, because it was a big thing back in the early 90s when email first started. But the FTC said that millennials are 25% more likely to report losing money to fraud compared to those over 40, and 77%
really?
More likely to report losing money to a scam than began over an email compared to older generations. And it's mainly because I tend to think, as you hit the nail on the head, Janie, the older generations have kind of dealt with this scams for quite a while. Maybe
right.
It's a little bit new, and you know, being kind of young, you're a little bit more forgiving and trusting, and then
you'll learn.
Yeah, you'll learn.
I think we all went through it when the viruses were so prevalent, and things have gotten better. There's all kinds of security. I mean, you know, a lot of the Macs don't even have them. So like a lot of us who went through the original like Tandy's and Microsoft Windows version 1, you know, are used to getting all kinds of viruses and everything south. You know,
that's true. So just be a little bit, always say this is a good rule of advice for anybody of any age. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Adopt the stay off of my lawn.
Or I'm going to turn the sprinklers on.
A way of looking at it, yeah.
Yeah. So if you care about other people's opinions, it could actually help you persist after failing. Because let's be real honest, when you have a goal, if you don't fail, you probably wasn't a goal that was really important to you.
Well, it's not a failure, though. It's a learning opportunity.
Well, that's
and
true.
Everything that you don't do well at, you're supposed to learn and then keep trying, man.
Yeah, and that's basically what they say is that by announcing your goals publicly, like, let's say, social media, may not only be motivating, but there's an immediate feedback after a failure and if there's a high incentive involved when reaching the goal. So what they basically are saying is that your friends and your family can actually help you along, even though if you're open to influence like that. Go ahead and definitely take advantage of it. But, you know, realize that you fail all the time.
Yeah.
Quitting smoking, again, my story is 17 legit times I tried to quit smoking. I mean, for like months I'd quit.
I love that story, though, because it is such a success story.
17
about overcoming,
times.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. It's the God's honest truth, and it's just one of those things where it takes time, and you just need to be persistent. That's the key.
It's an old Irish story about an Irishman comes upon a wall that looks like it's too tall for him to climb.
Yeah.
So what does he do? Throws his hat on the other side.
There you go.
That's the motivation right there.
There you go. Gotta
get me hat there, don't you see?
I like that. Most cheaters go to great lengths to hide their affairs, but apparently when it comes to doing it in code, we've learned their slang,
yeah.
So we're figuring out how cheaters are working out here.
All right. The first one is tin manning.
Yeah, tin manning. This is people who actively avoid developing feelings for their affair partner.
Right. Now, this comes from The Wizard of Oz, the tin man had no heart.
Oh,
that's what that means.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you figured that out, because when we were on the air, even I was like,
yeah, I had to look it up. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
How about this one here? Well, those who fall in love with their lovers are said to be stealing homes.
Okay. These are pretty cute.
That'll sound good in court, won't it?
Yeah. What about NSFS?
NSFS is an acronym for not suitable for spouse.
So I will date you, but you're not suitable for a spouse.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I like this one. A fling, or rather, fling bling.
Look, I brought you a little something here.
That's jewelry given to an affair partner.
Okay.
Straycation. Straycation instead of a staycation.
Yeah, it was like I was just away for the weekend.
Yeah, just it's a weekend taken with an affair partner. Silver spoon refers to an affair with both parties or senior citizens.
That's my favorite.
Silver spooning, it should
to
be.
To old people spooning.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all I can do.
And zippered. How about it refers to developing an emotional attachment to an affair partner without realizing it.
All right, I had that one wrong.
Yeah, I did too.
I had a lower opinion of it.
So there is that. Should there actually
lower? He means literal.
Yeah,
literally
yeah.
Lower.
So should there actually be a law against texting and walking? It's called distracted texting. Uh-huh. And you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about texting and driving. In fact, there's a new law in Florida that it's a primary offense. If you're texting and driving, you can be pulled over and the fines doubled and sometimes tripled in school and construction zones. But let's talk about the other side, which is, you know, the other people that are responsible for.
Yeah, it's a two-way street, literally.
Yeah, and it's pedestrians that are not paying attention. I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting at traffic lights.
Yeah.
Where I'm rather on the road and they push the button like they're going to cross the crosswalk and the little lights come on and everything,
right. Mm-hmm.
And not even looking up from their phone and just continue to
just
walk.
Just continue walking.
And I'm like, I get that the law's in your favor. However, the laws of physics are you're 180 pounds. I'm driving a 2-ton vehicle. My money's on the vehicle. It's going to win.
If you're listening
and the law's in your favor if you're following the rules. I mean, if you're walking with a green light like you're supposed to when the little white man is blinking, but like when it's the orange hand and you're not in the right cycle of the light, then you're not in the right of way.
Right. And it really is becoming a serious problem enough that the city of Honolulu in Hawaii is actually fining people that are using their phone and texting while inside a crosswalk. The city of Montclair, California, took it a step further, passed a law in January 2018, making it illegal to text, to walk, or to have earbuds plugged in when your phone, when you're crossing on the street.
Well, I can kind of see that. You know, if you get run over by one bus, you'll learn.
It's very true. And it's kind of one of these things that really should be on the, it's kind of like my argument when I talk to my people that drive motorcycles, like, you know, look twice to save a life. I'm like, you too need to look twice to save your life.
That's a very dangerous thing. A lot of, cars do not see motorcycles. But a lot of times say, I never saw the motorcycle.
But it's the whole thing of, I know that I'm to be looking out for you, but you need to be looking out for me. And maybe that's what pedestrians need to be doing when they're texting and walking.
Right.
And don't chew gum.
Yeah.
All right, let's disable some ridiculous thing on Netflix. I think we're all irritated that when we're just trying to search for something, mm-hmm. and you hover over the whatever show you want to look like, and immediately it starts playing the teaser from it, the promo, right?
Yeah.
And all right, there's not in a million years, and it happens over and over and over and again. Meanwhile, like Janie said, you've just listened to a big blockbuster movie, and you've got the volume cranked up. And all you can do is try
trailers for some serial killer documentary that you're not even really planning to watch.
Like, and not even that, but you know what? Let's face it, 99% of trailers spoil the whole movie.
That's
they
true.
Tell you the whole thing.
Here's all the funny parts of this comedy.
Yeah. So I'm like, you've just ruined that for me. So there is, you can actually turn this off Netflix after 4 years of allowing this to happen, have actually set up a default where you can actually turn off the auto preview. You have to log into your Netflix account through a website, not through the app. Go over to your account, your managed profiles, and then to your profile there. You uncheck autoplay previews while browsing on all devices.
There you go.
While you're there, if you find that you don't like the autoplay,
the one that takes you to the next next series in when you're binging,
you can also uncheck autoplay next episode in a series on all devices.
It should be called pee break.
Pee break.
Yeah, I got to pee, man. Don't start it yet. Stop.
Yeah. So there's that, and then finally, I thought this was interesting here because avocados have gotten pricey all of a sudden.
Yeah, $2 a piece, or $1.50 to $2 a piece.
So when you have only one half of an avocado and you want to use the other half later in the day or perhaps the next day, you really run the gamut of realizing that beautiful creamy green gold goodness turns to brown and mucky muck because it goes bad so bad. There's actually a woman in New Zealand figured this out. She said, "Wrap up that half of avocado in lettuce leaves." In fact, the harder outer leaves of the head of lettuce actually work better than the inner ones.
Interesting.
Says that it's a great way to use something you automatically discard, and the lettuce leaves offer a more sustainable solution of keeping your fruit fresh and moist for at least a week.
That sounds good.
I love that.
I'll take
it. Try it.
Yeah.
Give it a shot there, lovers of avocados.
That's me.
And there it is, our show for Friday, February 7th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining and apparently the wind is always blowing.
Bye. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.